All 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
1. Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. 2. Turns information into insights. 3. Improves efficiency. 4. Easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. 5. Supports online banking. 6. Creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
6. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. SageToday.com/50.
Spend your tax refund on state minimum coverage from Safe Auto to keep you legal and protect you in case of an accident. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. Drive safe. Spend less.
Chris Dorner, the rogue, the cop, and the cop killer pinned down, which usually means they won't say if it's a house or a ravine or in a thicket of trees, but pinned down usually means that he's not going anywhere. Now, the only thing I can figure out, and we're watching this helicopter coverage on CNN. Peon, tell me if you don't agree with this. Does it seem to you that if he were pinned down, there'd be a shot of concentrated officers at one focal point?
Yeah, there's no big group of cars anywhere.
There's no cluster of police anywhere. It's just helicopter shots of this expanse of trees.
A couple houses, a road.
There's some cars parked here, cars parked there, but there's no evidence that they've all converged on a spot. It's very weird.
And you would think the helicopter would be able to pick out, because it's pretty... it's a wooded area. You'd be able to pick where all the cars are.
During the news break and the commercial break, I just heard what I think maybe one of the most embarrassing interviews I've ever heard. Wolf Blitzer, to me, just made a fool of himself. And it's a typical example of a news outlet, and they do it locally, and they do it on other news channels, wanting desperately to get somebody on the phone so they've got the story of all stories, and it went nowhere. Yeah. He had the mayor of Big Bear Lake. Big Bear Lake is a lake, but it's also the name of a town. The town is called Big Bear Lake. So he had the mayor on there, and here I'll give you a pretty good idea of what the interview sounded like. It's Wolf Blitzer going, "Mr. Mayor, thank you for being with us." Now, the mayor was very calm, and he says, "Mayor, tell us what you know. What do you know at this point?" And the mayor essentially said, "Well, Wolf, we pretty much know what you know. And that is that they've got him pinned down. I don't know exactly where. I don't know where." And then Blitzer says, "But Mr. Mayor, what kind of weapons does he have?" And the mayor says, "I don't know." Mr. Mayor, is it not true that this is an extremely volatile situation? I mean, he's trying his best to just get everybody off.
Yeah.
And the mayor said, "Well, you know, certainly it's volatile and it's dangerous." And he goes, but is it not true, too, that he could be holed up in a home? He could take people. Are there not escape routes? Is it not possible that this man could find a way through trails or trees or horse trail to get through?" And the mayor says, "Well, you know, I guess that." And you can tell the mayor's just wanting to just hang up.
All right.
Because I don't have anything. I told you I don't know any more than you. It was embarrassing.
Yeah,
it was so
ridiculous.
Embarrassing.
So they're saying now he's barricaded in the cabin. So I'm assuming it's this cabin that they've been focused on for the last
Here's the only reason they haven't gone in is they don't know if he's got somebody in there or not.
Right.
If he has a family or a couple or one person in there, they're not going to go in.
Well, and not knowing what kind of weaponry he has and...
Yeah, this is...
maybe that's why they're not as close to the house.
And they're not close to this cabin at all. There's virtually nothing around it. It's almost as if you're just looking at an ordinary peaceful day in the mountains. It's pretty strange. It reminds me, though, of certainly not as long a period of time being glued to the OJ thing. Man, I'm telling you, I could hardly make myself go pee when I was watching that, because I didn't want to leave the room when... it happened, you know.
Yeah.
The moment I wanted to be there to see that. CBS Sunday Morning, which I've told you is probably one of my, if not my favorite show, one of my two or three favorite shows, and I never miss it. We usually record it. Did you watch it, Peon, this Sunday? Did you see the drone story?
Yes. Yeah.
Did you notice when they said how many drones are in service?
No,
I
missed
the number.
No,
8,000.
Wow.
Oh.
Now, these are unmanned aircraft. These are the aircraft that, you know, they go over and they get pictures and they send back information. And then they have missiles and rockets and whatever, and they blow up things. And you know, no pilot is in danger because there's no pilot on the plane. 8,000 of these we have, and they cost as much as $100 million apiece. Think about that. It was a great story. It really was. And did you see that stealth-looking thing take off from the
aircraft?
Man, some of the, if you think of a drone as something you could kind of pick up and hold, and, you know, it's 5 feet long, forget it. They got a couple of these things that look like the stealth big, I mean, they're huge. They're huge. And they control them from hundreds of miles away sometimes. I always think of it as a guy on the ground who can see it. He's got a little control box. No. It's so sophisticated. They control them from hundreds of miles away. If you haven't had a chance to check out McGraw in the morning, I did that. I went and I looked at some of the video from the KTRS TV. And I got to tell you, it's great quality. And I thought it was very interesting. Now, it's not the kind of thing that I would do for two reasons. I'm one of those people who thinks radio is to be heard. And I don't think I'm the kind of person anybody wants to look at. I think if you saw me, you'd stop listening. Here's the other thing. I watched some YouTube videos of our trip to Jamaica. And while I was at it, I pulled up a couple others. The bad news about today's technology is, honest to goodness, I thought I knew, but I didn't know how fat and ugly I am. I know this sounds, I sound like a woman. I watched and I thought, you fat pig. There's no way I want people watching me do the show. If they saw me sitting in the studio, I'm not listening to that fat guy. So that the good news, I guess, is maybe now I'll do something about it now that I've gotten to take a good look and see what I look like. I've also come up with a term for KTRS because everybody seems to have a specific designated handle like HD radio or satellite. We're going to be LD, low definition. Low definition. What do you think?
Yes, I like that.
KTRS Big 550 LD AM radio. Low definition radio. So I'll be the first to introduce that. But seriously, the KTRS TV. And I don't know, to watch it live, what do they do? Go to our website, KTRS.com, or do you just go to...
I think so, yeah, that where the live stream is.
Yeah, and it's kind of fun to do. Calls. You know what? We should take a couple calls real quick before we have to break. We get Joe Hipperson in here. And anything goes if you have... any app stories, if you have any horror cruise stories. Oh, and one other thing. If you own the pocket hose, have you seen these infomercials for the pocket? It's a garden hose you can hold in the palm of your hand.
Yes, it looks amazing. They showed it like towing a truck, too. You could tie it in between two, because they were showing the strength of it. Yeah,
I want to know if this thing is any good, because if it is, I'm going to order two or three of them. It's you could literally wad this whole garden hose up, 50-foot hose, put it in the palm of your hand, and then when you hook it onto the faucet and water
it
goes
expands.
In it, you just whoosh, out it comes like a snake.
That's
and it becomes
awesome.
A full-size hose, and then when you shut the water off, it just scrunches back up. It looks fantastic, unless if you sneeze on it, it leaks. I mean, it's so fragile
right.
that's what I want to know. So if anybody's got the pocket hose, and for that matter, anything else that you've seen on TV, and I'm a sucker for that stuff, that ShamWow stuff. I got the ShamWow. But then you get it, and you try to do what they did. No, it doesn't work. I can't soak up 8 gallons with one piece of ShamWow like that guy did. It's never quite the same. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS.
Now, they just showed a group of officers behind a SUV, so that looks like it's close to this cabin. So,
yeah, by the time you folks get in front of the TV tonight at home, you'll get to see the whole thing. You'll see everything you need to know. Again, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. I discovered a show last night, and I'm not even sure who it was, an HBO or something called Inside Comedy. Have you seen this?
Yes. Oh,
it's
yeah, the Louis C.K. episode.
Yes, that's the one I saw. I saw Louis C.K. and Bob
Newhart.
And David Steinberg, is that his name? It's sort of like Inside the Actor's Studio, He sits one-on-one with these people, and I really enjoyed it.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, and you get a chance to hear these people just sit and kind of tell their story. And Bob Newhart's story was, I had heard it before, but I had forgotten. He was an accountant. And he got a record deal because a buddy of his said, hey, I work with a guy who's really funny. And that's how it happened. I mean, he just, and somebody that worked at a record company said, we're looking for new comedy talent. We need to go see where he's performing at whatever club. And they said, well, he's never been in a club. He's never performed. He's just funny. He's a funny accountant. So Newhart had to go and get himself, beg a club, a little club, to book him. Because what do? You go and go, hey, I'm an accountant. I'd like to be your headline act. They're going to go, no, you're an accountant. And he finally managed to convince them, and the record people were there. Boom! They signed him to a contract. And the next thing you know, Bob Newhart is a huge success, has a couple of hit TV shows and everything else. We're going to the phones. Donna is here. Hello, Donna. How are you?
Hey, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. I just had to call you and let you know that over the Super Bowl weekend, I got some American Patriot beer. That is so good.
You know that I'm a good son-in-law. I took last weekend, I took my mother-in-law 2 6-packs of American Patriot, just took them up to the door and said, here, have a nice weekend, because that's the kind of son-in-law I am. It is good, isn't it?
It is. It was really good. I took some to my daughters for the Super Bowl. And she is not a real big beer drinker, but she even liked it.
Yeah, and I'm not either, and that's the test, is a guy like me who, you know, look, most days I don't drink a beer, but when I do, it has to be just exactly a certain kind of beer. It has to be very light, it has to be very clean and crisp, and this is. Did you like the regular or the light?
Well, I got both, the regular and the light. I drank the light, and I really liked it.
Well, we like you. Thank you for that. Thank you for... how old are you, Donna?
54.
Favorite age. Have you ever seen the magazine 54, I Want More?
No, I haven't.
It's a great magazine. It's all about women who are 54 and reach their sexual peak. You ought to take a look at it.
Yeah.
I'll have to see if I can't find it, but I'm sure you know where it is, don't you, Frank?
Oh, sure. It's at my house. You can come read it at my house. Donna, thank you for the call.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. There you go. See how happy she sounded? She discovered a great beer, American Patriot beer. Listen to how happy she was. Let's bring Joe in here. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Hey, I'm in the PM.
Thank you, Joe.
Hallelujah. I got a pocket hose.
Do you?
Let me tell you, man, when that thing gets wet, it really swells up.
But does it work?
It spurts out every time it gets hard.
Oh, I think he's... I think he's doing a routine here. Oh, he bailed, too.
Oh, man.
Well, he bailed at just the right time. Because if he hadn't bailed, we'd have dumped him.
Yeah.
So he's no Bob Newhart.
No.
That way. Don. Hello, Don.
Yeah, years ago, speaking about that hose, I saw that on TV, too. But I got a vacuum cleaner, and they showed how it was like $20. I could pick up a bowling ball.
Yeah.
I get the thing home, and I'm telling you, that was the biggest joke in the world. I'll never order another thing from any of that. Anything on TV, because it couldn't even pick up a cigarette butt. And I called the company back, you know, if you don't like it within 30 days, it would have cost me as much to send it back as it did for the price of the vacuum cleaner, which was $19 plus shipping and handling.
Yeah.
It's the biggest joke. But I'm hoping I hear somebody that got that snake thing or whatever it's called.
No, I want that pocket hose to be great. I want to hear that it's everything it's cracked up to be, because I love the idea of that thing.
Right. Yeah, I saw it. I saw it on TV, too. It's remarkable. But until I hear somebody other than that guy that just clowned on the radio, if I hear somebody that really has it, I hope I'm listening, and I'll order it.
All right, Don. Thank you. We may have to wait till spring, because it's not exactly garden hose weather
right now.
I will tell you the product, though, and then we'll get back to the phones, but it's probably the very first product like that advertised, and it was everything it said it would be. It was the Pocket Fisherman. Dan, did you ever have a Pocket Fisherman?
No, I didn't.
It worked. It's a little bitty fishing rod, and I used to keep one in the trunk of the car. And if you have a little tackle box, I'm not kidding. The Pocket Fisherman was just what it said. You could literally stick it in your back pocket or something.
I think you're the only person I know that had
it. Was orange. It was orange. I still remember it, and it worked. Jim, how are you, Jim?
Hey, A to the P.
Oh, there it is. Jim's here. Hallelujah. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, you know, he's talking about Bob Newhart. Did you ever watch his shows? The one from the 70s, I think it was the Bob Newhart show.
I watched it very, very little, but I liked it. It was the one with, my name is Daryl, my other brother Daryl.
No, that was the second one.
It's the one from the 70s that Suzanne Plachette was in.
Was it the
Bob Newhart show.
Was it a psychiatrist's office?
Yes, yeah, he was a psychiatrist, and he had that tall, that dentist who worked in the building with him.
Yes,
right?
Yeah, and the redhead was
the second. I don't remember a lot of it. I watched some of it, and then he had a show back in, what was it, the 80s or 90s.
Where it was a lodge, in Vermont.
Right,
it was a
bed and breakfast thing.
Yeah, but do you remember the very last show on?
Heads Down.
Oh, they showed that clip on Inside Comedy where Suzanne Plachette.
Yeah.
Is his.
That's when he woke up and said, "Man, I had the weirdest dream."
Yeah,
and
I owned an end. Yeah.
Hands down, the best ending for a show ever. Because,
yes.
I mean, everything basically was a dream.
Hey,
a
lot better than Seinfeld, where they're all in jail. What a horrible ending.
Oh, that was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Stupid. All right, Tom. Thank you, Tom.
Jim,
I'm sorry. Thank you, Jim. Bob Newhart is still... In fact, I'm going to see him. I'm going to be out of town in March, one weekend, and where I'm going to be, I found out he's going to be performing, and some friends of mine said, hey, you're going to be here, let's get some tickets, so I'm going to go see him. The guy's 80-something years old.
I know, yeah.
And he's one of the remaining few from that whole Carson Rickles is still performing.
Yep.
So I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'll bet he's got some great stories. I think Tom
yes.
is next. Tom, how are you?
Hey, I'm AM and a PM.
What is that clicking? What do we got? What's wrong with our phone?
I don't know.
We shouldn't be doing that. They're only 45 years old.
Yeah.
Tom, what can we do for you?
Well, you were talking about that hose, and my significant other half, she refers to it as the hose made of foreskin.
Oh.
Because the way it works is when you fill it up, it does what it needs to do, and then when you...
Turn
done
off.
With it and you let it go, it shrinks right back up to size and you put it away.
No, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
It is
yeah.
like a foreskin hose.
Exactly.
But I still yet to meet anybody that has one. I want to know.
I have not either, but I would be a little not sure I want to pick one of those up.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jim. Is Richard up? Who's up? Remember Tom?
That was Tom.
Jim's this is up. Richard. Mike, look at these phones. I can't keep up with all this. Hello, Richard. No.
Oh,
what is that?
I don't know.
What is wrong with our phones? Richard, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
I apologize. You know what? Our phones are all screwed up, and it sounds like we're disconnecting. We're not disconnecting. What can we do for you, Richard?
Well, I've been listening recently, and you were talking about that TV show, and I happen to be blind, and I wonder if there's any way somebody could tell me what and when... That show is on.
Well, what? Which show?
I think he's talking about
the comedy show.
Oh, Inside Comedy. It was on Showtime.
Is it Showtime?
Yes. And,
by the way, I'm sorry, is it Tom?
Richard.
Richard, the great thing about it is you don't need to see it. To just hear the interview, the visual part is not even secondary. So for a guy like you, I think you really enjoy it. Peon says he thinks it's Showtime. What night? Do you know Peon?
No, I'm not sure. I mean, I think it was the first time it aired last time, but those shows on Showtime always repeat over and over. So
yeah, they'll keep rerunning them. And David Steinberg sits down with apparently a whole bunch of different, even Judd Apatow, anybody involved in comedy, and well, I think it's a half hour, and I think he does two people every half hour, and they kind of jump back and forth interviewing each one. It's really interesting.
Just like inside the...
It's very much like Inside the Actor's Studio.
Yeah. Well, Bob Newhart is probably one of my most favorite, and I've watched every one of his comedy shows he's ever had.
Are you totally blind?
Yes.
Have you been blind since birth? No,
just 15 years.
Yeah? Well, how old were you when you went blind?
Let's see, I'll be 75 at the end of the month.
So about 50?
60.
Wow, can I ask how it happened? Was it like macular degeneration? What was it?
No, they say at one time I was on heavy megadosages of prednisone for a disease.
Yeah.
And they say it was a virus, but they wouldn't pinpoint it. So
how's your life, Richard? I mean, I think about this a lot because I got
compared
some. Well, I got some eye issues, and I guess what I mean by that is you've obviously adjusted to it, and it's not the end of the world. But that has to be quite a blow at 50 to lose your sight.
Well, it was 60, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
And I adjusted to it, I think, the day it happened.
Wow.
I still went out and worked, and for a few years I played golf a little bit.
Wow.
And I bowled.
Well, I'd love to think I'd be like you if that happened.
Well,
I guess you do what you have to do.
Exactly.
All right. Richard, thank you for the call.
And by the way, I am AM in the BM.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Now, we're going to take a quick break. Joe Hipperson is going to join us. It is Tuesday, which means the DVDs are out, the CDs are out. He'll tell you what to watch for and what to avoid. And I'm going to tell you that even Ballast Dental Care can't help you if you're like that woman we're going to talk about later. We've got this story about a woman who's had a heart attack, and they found out that she, for years and years and years, she's been drinking 30 12-ounce Cokes a day. It may or may not have had anything to do with a heart attack, but she had no teeth left. The acid had eaten her teeth up. And beyond, I didn't even read that part. You told me that her kids were born. How can that be, though? How can your kids be born with decayed teeth?
From the mother, I'm sure she drank them all
while... I guess the acid in her system.
While she was pregnant, too.
Wow. Ballast Dental Care can't help you with that. If you're going to drink 30 Cokes a day, I don't know that there's anything they can coat your teeth with to protect you from that. But here's what they can do. They can make sure that twice a year when you go in for checkups, everything looks good, your gums and your teeth are healthy. A lot of other problems can result from especially unhealthy gums. I didn't realize that till I was, 35, 40 years old. I just thought, hey, it's all about teeth. No, it's not all about teeth, but gums too. If you don't have a dentist, I have your dentist because it's my dentist. Been my dentist for coming up on 40 years, Ballast Dental Care. It is a wonderful place to go. If you have to go to the dentist, and you do. You do. There's nobody who's ever been born who didn't need to go to the dentist. You'd have to have been born with artificial teeth or something, and that's what you get after you don't take care of your teeth. Ballast Dental Care is at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Their website is ballastdentalcare.com, and after coming up on, almost 40 years, I can tell you that I cannot imagine ever going anywhere else to the dentist, because when I was a kid, I was in some other dental chairs, and up until I was about 23, and it was nothing like the experience the first day I walked into Ballast Dental Care. And it's all about the people. Equipment is equipment. Extraction is extraction. Novocaine is Novocaine. It's about the people. And you will, I think, finally have found the place you won't have to be afraid to go to. That anxiety and that stomach ache and that nervousness and that canceling appointments because I'll put it off and do it later. That's over. Those days are over. Ballast Dental Care. BallastDentalCare.com.
Time to see how traffic looks airborne with Tim Weiland.
Really, it doesn't look all that bad, Dan. You're looking pretty good going over the Poplar Street Bridge and no real delays on eastbound 5570. We do have a report of a car fire at Chambers and Halls Ferry, and it was just called in here southbound 270 at Doherty Ferry or near Doherty Ferry. You've got the right lane blocked due to an accident. We're headed out that way now. Looking at westbound 64, there are no delays between Hampton and McCausland. It's looking good until you get out to about Dallas, and that's where it looks like I see some brake lights now. This traffic report is brought to you by Taco Bell. Get Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito. It's got a great new steak and world-class chef Lorena Garcia's approval. Only at Taco Bell at participating locations. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Shot clock at 10. Kick it outside to Pressy with 8.
Tomorrow, it's exciting hoops action as Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers journey to Starkville, Mississippi to take on the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Pressy holds. Right wing Bowers an open 3. Bang! He buried it.
Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 7. On the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are our Mizzou.
Did you know that trees can add up to 25% more value to your home?
Tom Reed, the owner of Omni Tree Service.
It's important to make sure your trees remain healthy and look their best. That's where Omni Tree Service can help. We offer professional consultation with a certified arborist. We can trim and selectively prune your trees to accent your house and landscapes. We never like to get rid of a tree, but we have the equipment to dispose of trees in a careful and efficient manner, no matter what the size. With our 165-foot crane and bucket trucks, we can safely remove the largest trees with little or no negative impact on the surrounding area.
For a no-obligation estimate, call Tom Reed at Omni Tree Service at 636-391-9944. That's 636-391-9944. Or take a look at their website at OmniTreeService.com.
Omni Tree Service. We can make your trees look their best.
The Bible says the borrower is slave to the lender. In other words, when you owe people money, they own you. So are you tired of being a slave to your mortgage and all your other debts? Just think, a typical monthly mortgage payment is 90% or more interest, and the banks get it all. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. I've shown over 2 million people how to eliminate their debts, including their mortgage, credit card debts, car payments, and student loans. And now I want to show you. So let me rush you a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible. Just call 1-800-600-9841. You'll discover powerful debt-eliminating secrets that will help you break free from being a slave to your debts. The truth is, you can get out of debt, no matter how much money you owe or how much money you make. For a free copy of the Debt-Free Bible, call now while a limited number of copies are still available. Call 1-800-600-9841. For your Debt-Free Bible, call 1-800-600-9841.
Attention men, failure in the bedroom is not an option. You never have to feel embarrassed or ashamed of your sexual performance ever again. Now you can dominate in the bedroom because we're about to give you a full-size supply of Bravado, an all-natural male enhancement capsule, absolutely risk-free. You can only get it if you call 1-800-966-0033. With Bravado, nothing will stand in your way. It's safe and guaranteed to deliver real results, fast and free of side effects. It will increase your libido, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. Anytime you get it on without Bravado, you're settling for less. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, you must call in the next 10 minutes while supplies last. 1-800-966-0033. If lines are busy, don't give up. Call again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-966-0033. 1-800-966-0033.
Are you looking to organize your life? Well, first you need to start by organizing your home. And that starts with a phone call to St. Louis Closet Company. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Jennifer Williams started St. Louis Closet Company 20 years ago, and her idea was a good St. Louis company that makes custom-made closets, 100% custom-made closets, 100% manufactured right here in St. Louis. It's a St. Louis company with local ties to the community, and it has been that way since the day it started. Jennifer Williams, the owner of St. Louis Closet Company, give them a call, 314-781-9000. They'll come out, give you a free in-home estimate. All sorts of deals going on right now. They'll come back, they'll install it in just one day. And oh, did I mention St. Louis Closet Company is St. Louis owned and St. Louis operated? Jennifer Williams, the owner of St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. Or stlouiscloseteco.com.
In this uncertain world we live in, who better to protect your most precious assets than you? Hi, I'm Jim Tremelli, owner of Tremelli Safe and Vault Company. We want you to know that we take security seriously, not just personal security, but documents, valuables, cash, guns, photographs, and family heirlooms. Our safes are manufactured by American Security Products, whose superior design and craftsmanship offers safes that are child, burglary, and fire resistant. Our family business offers more than the big box stores. We'll take you through the entire process from selection to delivery. No one in the area stocks as many options as Tremelli Safe and Vault Company. Choose from beautiful, highly polished safes with adjustable shelving for your guns and documents, or smaller safes designed for fire protection and security, perfect for both home and business. Call us at 314-429-4100 or visit us on our website at tipstl.com. That's T-I-P-S-T-L.com. Or come on by. We're easy to work with and easy to find on the corner of Schutz and Lackland.
Interesting little update to the Chris Dorner manhunt. He's in a cabin in Big Bear Lake, and it's kind of interesting that they've issued a request for the helicopters to sort of back off and stay away.
Yeah.
Because think about it. He's probably got a TV in there. He knows exactly
Oh, yeah.
Where everybody is.
Right.
He's watching the coverage. So it only makes sense. You go, hey, let's don't put this on TV because the guy's probably in there watching television. It's time to find out what CDs and DVDs have been released today. And the guy who knows all that stuff is brought to you by Auric and the 7 locally owned and operated Auric Home Care Centers. Great stores, great people. Check out the new Miele vacuum cleaner while you're there. But there's so many other great products in the Auric stores. Here is Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm great, Frank. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Excellent. Good observation, by the way, the helicopter thing. I mean, you think that this is all on purpose on his end?
What do you mean?
Well, go to a place where it's very obvious that, you know, he's got nothing but nothingness around him.
Did you ever try to think like a criminal? And I don't mean to sound weird, but I do. And I go, okay, if I were that guy, what would I do? And I thought about this earlier. One of the things I do, you know, that earlier even today, they were saying it looked like he'd gone to Mexico.
Right.
Now, somebody even said that there was a report he'd been spotted buying scuba gear because he's a certified scuba diver. Well, apparently that must not have all been true. But I think, and I know this is probably far-fetched, but I would have gone and made sure I was on some sort of surveillance thing down near the Mexican border, and then I'd run right back to Big Bear. And they'd be thinking, well, he's out of there. He's down by Mexico, yeah. And I go back to this cabin. The other thing is, if I'm a criminal, I'm this guy, if I'm in that cabin by myself, I'm going to tell him I've got a couple in there or something. I'm not going to let him know I'm by myself. And they're going to have to take a lot of time to verify or confirm whether or not there really are people in there. You buy some time that way, because they're not going to storm that place if he's got hostages in there. So whether you do or don't, you say you do. Well, that makes sense?
No, it makes great sense. And then by the time you get the heat signature equipment to see through the walls, he's already dug a hole to China. He's fine.
Well, that's another thing. They do have that ability to tell if there are more than one body, if there are other bodies in there. So he can only play that lie for so long.
Unless you take mannequins and wrap them in heating blankets.
Oh, see? Oh, you think like a criminal.
Yes.
And then do potential. Like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone, where he's got them all on strings and making them dance and everything.
There's nothing funny about this, but I it fascinates me, the mind of a criminal. Guys like Ted Bundy and these people. I don't know.
It's when you see a certain movie and you see, like, there are certain movies where the bad guys win, and sometimes where they execute that, where, oh, so he got caught on purpose because he knew they would do this and this. I'm not saying there's anything right with people that are, you know, doing bad things, but in a film, it's kind of neat how you can see somebody play everything out like a chess game. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's no fun if it's just over in 5 minutes.
Right.
What's the fun? Where's the fun in that? You got going today?
All right. A couple of music releases. Do you consider Black Sabbath to be a good band? They might not be your cup of tea, but do you understand that maybe, or do you feel, they're instrumental in music
Absolutely.
History?
Absolutely.
Okay. Black Sabbath, Maestros from the Vaults. If you can get your hands on this, it's got a lot of really cool B-side material, things that most people have never heard. Interesting. Deep Purple, the Music Milestone Collection of Deep Purple. Johnny Cash on the record. This is not a CD. It's also not a vinyl LP. This is a DVD documentary about the Man in Black. Definitely worth picking up if you can find it. It was not widely produced, but it is out there. Johnny Cash on the record. Led Zeppelin, Celebration Day, their big reunion concert, now released on 180-gram vinyl and a 3-LP set.
All right, what does that mean, 180-gram vinyl, as opposed to any other vinyl?
The heavier the vinyl, it means the thicker the vinyl and the better either quality or the more it will last as the needle goes over the groove and whatnot. So
but wasn't the big deal back when people bought albums that the flimsier and lighter the vinyl, you could like bend it, that was superior to the old breakable 78s? I thought the lighter, but that's not true, you're saying.
No,
the heavier the vinyl, the more...
It sounds kind of silly.
Mileage you'll get out of it.
Yes, and it sounds silly. Oh, yeah, the heavier, the deeper the groove. There's a lot of people that are, you know, wearing hemp bracelets that are right now, oh, yeah, it's deep, it's, you know, it's heavy vinyl. Honestly, the actual little things all over the vinyl disc, kids, all those little bitty, you know, notes and whatnot, all that stuff holds up longer because there's more of it than a flimsy whatever record that sounds terrible if you put it on now. So for a collector, this would be the way to go.
Now, I still see where you can order these turntables, and it's got a CD burner in it. So you can take your albums and burn them to CD. I guess if you had a huge collection, you would do that to save money. But everything you have has been digitally redone on CD. Honest to goodness, what music out there is there that hasn't been re-released on CD?
Well, if I could throw this back to you, this is the way I see it. when you look at a CD, it's got a whole lot of pits on it, but you don't really see them. They're microscopic. And inside of each pit on a CD, on a compact disc, is a binary code, a 0 or a 1. A laser shoots through a prism and then decodes what that binary signature is to create what it says the sound should be that you get out of your speakers. So,
if you want to duplicate the sound of the record, you burn your own.
This is true, and on a record, if you think about it, if you put that needle down on the record, even if you've got the speakers turned all the way down, if you put your ear right up to it, you can actually hear the music coming off the record itself. So it's more of a truer version of sound instead of a computer kind of figuring out what the secret code is, and that's the sound you hear.
Listen to this.
Wow.
Guy. Listen to Mr. Wizard.
Wow.
Ah, pretty good.
Thank you, sir. Now, on to the DVD end of things. I'm sure you have been waiting patiently, Frank. Gossip Girl Season 6.
Yes.
Finally available for you. Nurse Jackie Season 4.
I like Nurse Jackie.
I like it, too, but I know we've mentioned it. I think it went the house route just
a little
bit. No,
it's a female house. That's exactly right. She's the female house.
Weeds Season 8 is available.
My wife loves that show.
And
Yes.
I love on the cover of season 8, it says real big, who got smoked with a question mark? Because there was a little cliffhanger there, so I kind of like that. Now, Kevin Smith is a filmmaker. People either love him or hate him, or they just think it's just trashy, just kind of toilet humor stuff he does. He created the characters of Jay and Silent Bob. The movie Clerks, Mallrats, Dogma, Chasing Amy, blah, blah, blah. Now, him and the guy who plays Jay go on tour. So now they got Jay and Silent Bob Get Irish, The Swearing of the Green, a two-disc best-of from their two sold-out nights at the Vicar in the Vicar Street Theater in Dublin. So if you want Jay and Silent Bob in ways you've never seen them as a stand-up act, you can now get Jay and Silent Bob Get Irish. There we go. Here's a TV show, and I hate to get on top of a podium. I'll tell you what. How about if I don't give my opinion? I'll just say I will not be buying Toddlers and Tiaras Season 2.
Yeah.
Is that good enough?
That makes two of us.
All right. So there we go. Storage Wars Volume 4 is available today. If you would like to see a terrible film with zero budget that was straight to DVD that I think Redbox should be ashamed if they decide to carry, you can pick up Croczilla, which is a movie.
Croczilla.
Yep.
Croczilla.
Croczilla is a movie about a giant crocodile destroying Japan. I'm not making this up. It is released today. New release Tuesday, Croczilla. Jedi Junkies is a film that's out today. Jedi Junkies is not about people that are, you know, yielding or wielding lightsabers and smoking dope. It's actually a really cool, for guys like me, documentary about the most obsessed and dedicated Star Wars fans in the entire world. If you like to watch documentaries about things that maybe you don't get, maybe it's not your cup of tea, but if it's done right, you can open your mind a bit. Jedi Junkies, I'm just saying, definitely worth checking out. Bonanza Season 5 is available. Here's another TV show. Here's one that I don't think about this show every day, but the second I hear the name of it, it instantly floods back, a lot of it being very annoying. Family Matters Season 3 is available today.
Oh, Urkel.
Yes, and it also starred the black guy who plays a cop in every single thing he's ever in.
He was Carl, I know that.
But he was in Die Hard. I mean, every movie.
I know the guy you're talking about. Yes. You're right, he's always either a chauffeur or a cop.
Right.
And you know who he looked like? He reminded me of Reggie.
Yeah.
A little bit.
And you know what? You go all the way back to, like, I think his first movie ever was Ghostbusters, where he's the guy who says, hey, Ghostbusters, Mary wants to talk to you. He's a cop! I mean, he's
really?
A cop, yes! I mean, he's
and he's always
a
nice cop.
Yes.
He's a real nice guy.
I would love for somebody to have the guts to cast that guy in a movie, and you
make
never
him a,
see it.
Make him a killer.
Yes, at the very end. Yeah, and then you get the guy that plays Urkel. He's the guy that gets strangled at the end, and it's justice is what it is. Robot and Frank is available today. I remember Paul Harris talking about this movie and just not really getting it. It takes place in the future about an ex-jewel thief who gets a robot butler, and the robot butler helps the old man, and then the old man manipulates the robot to become a thief just like him. Robot and Frank, that's the name of it. Just putting it out there. The Man with the Iron Fist is the movie that nobody saw, and I don't think you should rent it either. It blows. The Sessions. That answers the question of what Helen Hunt has been up to. She stars in The Sessions, a very in-depth look at a woman's sexual exploration.
I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people wouldn't realize how good this movie is once they hear about the degree of nudity, and they think, right. Well, it is a fantastic movie and a true story, and it's really good.
I like how deep the movie is. Does that make sense?
No, that makes all the sense in the world. It's very well done.
Here's a movie that really wanted to be one of those art house films, one of those indie films that everybody talks about and gets buzz, and oh, it had the girl from Harry Potter, and now she's hot, and she's blossoming, and oh, let's put her in there. It'd be great. Oh, and let's have all the kids have their hair all shaggy, and they don't really tie their ties all the way, and hey, let's just make it really cool. It just flopped on every level, and it's called The Perks of Being a Wallflower. They marketed this like it was the return of the independent film. Instead, it's a waste of 2 hours. And last, but not least, today is the day. I'm very stoked. I have said this. I will say it again. Now, I have not picked up my copy yet, but I will. But as of right now, I still say probably one of the top three greatest James Bond movies of all time, Skyfall, is out finally on DVD.
Well, it's certainly the best that Daniel Craig has done.
It is a powerhouse. I like that it is not a Jason Bourne mile-a-minute action scene after action scene. I like that it's patient. I like the way it builds up. And for the first time in a long time, there is a really hot Bond girl in this movie. Have you? I mean, remember the last movie, Quantum of Solace? There was that one girl covered in dirt the whole time.
That was a horrible movie.
Right. I'm telling you, one of the hottest Bond girls in years is in this film, Skyfall. Definitely pick it up. Worth buying. That does it for me. Talk to you later this week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right, thank you, Joe.
Take care, guys.
Joe Hipperson brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Now, Mr. Cleveland, I hope will be nice enough to hang over to the Playhouse if he has to, because I have to take a minute here to tell you how you can increase the value of your house. Now, this is an average home. I'm sure that what they're talking about when they say average home is, you know, 2,000, 2,200 square foot, average subdivision type home. You can immediately tack another $40,000 onto what that home is appraised at by putting solar panels on it. But here's the interesting thing. The solar panels on that same house won't cost you the $40,000, even though your home is now immediately worth that much more. In fact, out of pocket, it's going to be closer to $10,000 or $12,000. And the reason for that is the tax incentives and the rebates. Now, I just talked yesterday to a friend of mine in California, and he was saying how he wished that he had done solar panels when California and Arizona were offering the same tremendous incentives that we're offered now in St. Louis. What's happening in St. Louis now has already happened in Arizona, California, New Mexico, and now it costs people a lot more because it's not brand new. When something is new to people, and the government wants green, they do. There's a great tax rebate incentive. There's a check that you get from Ameren for doing this. You add value to your house. You end up out of pocket. And I'm not going to give you an amount because I don't know how big your house is, but let's just put it this way. It's a fraction of the cost of the solar panels. North American Solar will go through all this with you. And when you look at the numbers and you look at cutting your electric bill by far more than half, averages about 70% shaved off your electric bill, the added value to the house and what you actually end up paying for the solar panels, and they have lease programs. They have financing options. Just do this for me. Just go to North American Solar, go to their website. One of the things you're going to see is that the solar panels are all made by Solar World, the largest manufacturer of solar panels in the United States. They make thousands and thousands of solar panels. You know, we're in a part of the country that's playing catch-up to other parts of the country that already knows how great the solar panel thing is. And we're in a great part of the country for solar panels. On that 1 to 6 scale, St. Louis is a 5. So north-americansolar.com. All I'm asking you to do is go to the website and take a look and see what you think. They'll come out, they'll do an estimate, and then you look at the numbers and you tell me this doesn't make all the sense in the world. north-americansolar.com.
It's time to go airborne and check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
And there are some problems out here. First of all, on westbound 70 at St. Charles Rock Road, you've got an accident involving a tractor trailer, and it's got the right lane blocked. That has things stacked up pretty solid from Highway 170 through the Rock Road, which makes it good for the run from Highway 270 to the Blanchette Bridge on westbound 70. Also on southbound 270, there was that accident that was blocking the right lane at Doherty Ferry. That's moved off to the shoulder, but the damage is done. You've got bumper-to-bumper traffic from Page down through Doherty Ferry. On northbound 170, midway between Delmar and Olive, you had a vehicle fire. The fire trucks have the two right lanes blocked. Traffic is backing up to the club tower on northbound 170. Southbound 170 drivers are heavy from Page down through where this fire is, and then it opens up, and you got a good run to 64. Westbound 64, running slow between Lindbergh and Ballas, and then that right lane continues slow, trying to ramp onto southbound 270. And this traffic report brought to you by Taco Bell. Get Taco Bell's new Cantina Steak Burrito. It's got great new steak and world-class chef Lorena Garcia's approval. Only at Taco Bell. Live Mas at participating locations. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRF.
New Quaker State Defy Motor Oil stops up to 98% of future engine wear based on the industry standard sequence 4A wear test. Learn more at QuakerState.com.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevelin segment, starring Bill Clevelin, along with Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Clevelin.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Good, Bill. How are you?
I'm terrific. Well, Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco recently appeared at the Disney World Main Street Electrical Parade. Pretty cool, yeah. What do you know? It halfway through, the electric went out.
I've seen that parade. It's pretty impressive.
It is.
It is. It's pretty cool. President Obama's State of the Union address tonight will focus on his economic plan. If you want to watch for it, that part will air from 8 p.m. to 8:01. A DVR that. Experts expect Obama's speech to be somewhat partisan. I would imagine so, considered it's titled Kiss My Ass, Republican. Title, the working title.
Oh.
And finally, this afternoon, I don't know, this may be over the top today. Congressional Republicans were caught trying to load the Pope Benedict's resignation speech into Obama's teleprompter.
Wow.
Yeah, a little over the top, I don't know. The Bill Clevelin segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clevelin on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill. Bill Clevelin, courtesy of Laclede Cab. You think that last one was so good? You think he wrote that or stole it? He had to steal it.
Yeah.
It was just too good. All right, don't go away. We got a great blonde joke for you and some pretty interesting news stories. Stay right where you are. It is 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.